tatsächlich. You let your body relax, invoking the inner friend. Feel yourself filling, pervading the body. So your own presence, your own being is totally embodied. Feel your presence, me, throughout the entire body. And even say, I am this body. This body is me, I am this body. You can also say, I indwell this body, in the sense I have this body. And notice What do you say? I indwell this body. I am this body. I have this body. Just notice what you mean by the word I in terms of your being. What are you like, the one who has this body? Just the sense of me, my own being that pervades the body. Not the name and form of the body, but what fills the body, the me that is this body. That is yourself. That's what you mean. The body is not just some thing that you're looking at, that you impute the word self on. The word self, me, or I, always lands upon my own being, my own sense of self. It's a very personal sense of self, which I take to be one with the body. This is the self that we're talking about, not any other self. The me that I take to be this body, or just assume to be this body. This very personal me that makes me, that I take to be my mind. I just assume that this mind body and I am one and the same. You don't have to search anywhere for this sense of self, because it is the most personal me. Accepting yourself as this body, mind. I just want you to focus on the essential nature that makes me me, not the name and form, just me. What do you call yourself? Yourself. What are you like? Not what is your body like, or what are your thoughts like, or what are your emotions like, but the one who has the body and has the emotions and has the thoughts, the me who is present to all of these, pervades all of these. What am I like? What do I mean by self? It's something very personal. It's not an abstract construct. Normally, with this sense of self, this me that I completely take for granted, actually, we don't differentiate. We don't have that viveka, that discrimination between myself, the me. And things that I have a subject-object relationship with. An easier way even to start to notice myself in reference to my body, my mind, my thoughts, my perceptions, the world, the external world through my sense organs. All of which I am aware of, subject, object. But I think what the most profound way to differentiate my own nature from these experiences that I've just assumed to be me is to recognize myself as the one who doesn't come and go, the one who doesn't change, who doesn't leave. Any experience that leaves, that modifies, that changes, is not me. Even if I completely pervade it, the body is not away from me, the mind is not away from me. So my mind just assumes that it is me. And indwelling my body is me. Why would it not think so, since I pervade it? But now we're showing the mind something. We're holding up a mirror to a certain experience. A certain reality. And that is that anything that comes and goes, any experience that comes and goes, is not me. It is not my being. It may depend on me to be, but it is not my being. Because these experiences go and I remain. It's not that you don't correctly label yourself. The mind is correctly labeling you. The ahankara, the I notion, lands on you. It's just like when the pot says, I am clay, that is correct. A clay pot. Pot says, I am clay. It is clay, that's true. And when the mind says, I am the self, I am the conscious being, it is the self, it is the conscious being, that is true. But it doesn't realize that itself never changes. And that the mind, the nature of the mind, goes on coming and going and changing in every way imaginable. That's what it doesn't recognize. That differentiation isn't there. So sitting in the midst of my experience of my own presence and all the changing thoughts and feelings, perceptions, imaginations. Focus on the me that doesn't change. Gently focus on your own presence, the one that can't change. If you can change it, that's a thought. Focusing on your own changeless presence, Allow all of the changing thoughts, feelings, emotions, perceptions to just be. Allow them to be. All the while noticing that nothing happens to you, the me, the self, that you already know that you are. You know who you are. You know who you are. It's just that you've added onto it a lot of baggage. This most familiar me is the me that is free. The me that I know to be me is the me that is free. I recognize my freedom. Amidst all of the changing thoughts and feelings, emotions, perceptions, I recognize my freedom. I remain untouched. The gentle smile that all the Murtis or Bishiva or Dakshinamurti or the Buddha, you see this beautiful on their images, that you see their pictures or statues, Murtis, you see this beautiful gentle smile. That's a depiction of my essence, of me. Just let your body relax and just assume this very gentle smile on your face. And let that gentle smile guide you to the source, your own presence. Can you hear the birds? Notice how they don't disturb your being. The chirping takes place in the beautiful silence of you. Allowing whatever perceptions, thoughts, or feelings that are there to just simply be. Welcome them, accept them. Gently focusing on your own presence, me, your own self. Let the mind try to change that self, to get away from it, to let it pass, like a thought will pass, an emotion will pass. Even the perception of the body comes and goes. You have to be be focused on the body to perceive it through your sense perception. See if you can dismiss yourself. You can easily dismiss a thought or a feeling. Replace it with something else. Try to replace yourself with something else. Just focus on me. Me. Recognizing the experiences of the body, the perceptions, sense of touch, the relaxation of the body, accepting, recognizing any thoughts, perceptions in the mind. Objectifying them. Gently focusing on your own presence. Which is simply the mind. You see, the mind is focusing on your own presence. It is, in a sense, differentiating itself from you. Now just be yourself. You see, that's so easy to do when I have you indwelling the body and I say, just be yourself, and you just be yourself. It's no big deal. Even though it's totally identified with the body, it's still you. The identification isn't true, but you are still being yourself. Now when I say, having differentiated the body and the thoughts, I say, be yourself. It's the same self. It's just not identified, superimposed on the body and the mind and the sense organs and any experiences that change. The same self, exactly. But free of these false identifications. Now I can say, try to change yourself. Try to cover yourself with a bag. Try to replace yourself with another thought. I can replace a thought with another thought. Is myself just a thought? I should be able to replace it. get to know yourself, just you, not the mind, not the body. What are you like? Your own being, your own presence, this me. Just yourself, not your thoughts or your moods or your body. Just what are you like, your own nature, differentiated from all of these perceptions.